Blog Talk Radio.
Happy September, happy new moon. This is Margaret Ann Lembo, and I am recording this from the lovely energy of my home office. I've been immersed in these past days in books, and more books, because I am working on the research necessary for the next book that I'm writing. And I am happy to take time here right now with you to talk about new moon energy, the vibration of new beginnings, and how we set intentions and thereby attract what we really want in our life. We always have an opportunity to change our reality. We have an opportunity to change and create our reality in any given moment. So the main way to do that, as far as I'm concerned, is with intention and getting clear on an intention. And I love to do this and encourage that we all stop and decide and get clear on what our intention is at every new moon. So for probably over 20 years, I didn't keep track of the day I first started doing it. Almost every new moon, I do a new moon. I facilitate a new moon crystal singing bowl meditation at my store, The Crystal Garden. If you're not nearby, don't worry. I have a CD out called Crystal Singing Bowl Meditation, which you can find on Amazon or thecrystalgarden.com. So let's talk about intention. Intention is a plan of action, a design. Now, this is something I grabbed from American Heritage Dictionary. It's an aim that guides action. See that word action? Hear that word action? So other synonyms to intention are intent, a purpose, an object, a goal, an end, the aim, the objective. So in order to have an intention come into reality, we need to have an action, intent, something that is intended. It's a state of mind. And so when we concentrate and firmly affix our attention on an intention, we create a reality. Attention is our ability to concentrate, to keep our mental powers focused on a specific object, situation, and our ability to concentrate. So observation is a wonderful tool that we can use, observing ourselves, observing our surroundings, observing our situation. So just like lately I've been immersed in all these different books that I'm doing research in order to create another book that I'll be gathering information, I have to have firm attention on what I'm doing. You too can shift your ideas, your vibration, your intention to match what it is that you want to create in your world. So one of the biggest enemies in being able to create our reality, something that we're trying to establish in our life, sometimes is our doubts, our fears. It's our negative thought forms that we may be creating in our world. First, we have to realize that we're even having those thoughts. We have to observe those thoughts. When we observe the thoughts, it really makes it brings us to awareness, to consciousness, to awakening our realization, oh, geez, how am I ever going to create my reality as XYZ if I keep thinking, no, I can't do it, no, I'm not good enough, cancel all those thoughts. But if you realize you're having those thoughts, and you're having those fears, that's going to counteract all the work that you're aiming or working toward. Let's see if I can give you an example. Okay, I'll give you an example of when I was first realizing I was in the process of becoming an author. You know, I had the aha moment that I was supposed to write and that I was supposed to bring information to readers, colleagues, friends that would help them with their lives. So what I did is I started writing about my own realizations, and in that found out that people wanted to read the book. The book didn't exist yet, so I had to create the book. That was Chakra Awakening, my first book, that this all came about. But then what happens is all these inner thoughts that may arise, like, well, who am I to write a book on this subject? Or who am I to think that I could go out and lecture and tell people this, that, or the other, or how to do this, that, or the other? When in reality, we all have wisdom. We all have knowledge. We all have things that we can assist other people in their lives. So the reason I'm sharing this is because I realize that over the years, that I find it beneficial, and I know people have found it beneficial as well because they tell me so, that I share what I know so far. And if I approach it that way, then if somebody asks me a question that I don't know the answer to, like, you know what, that's a good question. I'm going to contemplate that. I'm going to look into that. I don't know. And it's okay not to know and still be sharing or teaching, because the intention is to help people with their lives, and the only way to get started is wherever you are. Now, how does that apply to what I'm talking about today? How it applies is that if we pay attention to the negative self-talk, where we become immediately aware of it. So my initially, there were periods of time, not too long, thank goodness, where I would think those thoughts, you know, who am I to share this? You know, who am I to do this podcast? Well, I've learned a lot over the years. There's things that I have to share. So instead of letting that negative thought become a destroyer, when we have those thoughts, we just practice deliberately shifting the awareness onto all the goodness that you are and all the goodness that you can provide to the world and all that you have that can really help people. So I'm a really big proponent of affirmations. Positive. From when I was very young, I was taught the magic of believing because I read the book called The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. It's a classic. It's an old book because I'm getting close to 60 now here. But I read it when I was really young. I also read books like Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz and other classics that had to do with the power of positive thought. So when you get clear on all the details, on the intentions that you have, I like to recommend that you write it down and list every detail associated with creating that reality until you bring it to reality. So in the early days, in the 1980s, when I was still a mortgage banker and I was creating my reality at that point in my life, I used to make up index cards. I'd take index cards and write positive thought forms. I'd carry them around with me. I'd have them in my purse. I'd have them in my, I carried an attaché case, my little, you know, case that I carried to and from work. I had them so that they were popping up all over in my home, on my mirrors, on my dashboard, in my car, so that my attention was focused on my intention and have those phrases integrating into my consciousness. And the more that we take the time to daydream and imagine life with that manifestation already happening, it automatically has to evolve into that because that's what we're focused on. Whatever we focus on creates our reality. So here's an example. When I was in the 80s, I really wanted a BMW. I made believe that the car I was driving, which was a Firebird, I was driving a Firebird at the time, I would make believe that I was driving my BMW. I was making believe that I had the color vehicle that I wanted. I made believe that when I would drive by another BMW, I would look to my, you know, look out my window, and I wouldn't literally wave at them, but I would, you know, indicate, I would somehow in my own life, I'd acknowledge that BMW, a fellow BMW driver. So sure enough, you know, because I always hold the intention when I'm manifesting. Now I'm talking about manifesting an object, you know, a material, something mundane. This applies to anything and everything in life. So I would acknowledge this, you know. So I always hold the intention that this or something better becomes manifest for the highest good of all concerned. And that's always my overlighting and underlying intention. You know, sometimes, you know, we don't know what's best for us and we think we know what's best for us. So if I hold that intention and I set my sights high and intend for the highest good of all concerned, then something that or something better will become manifest. So not only did I get a BMW, but I got a really awesome BMW that was a legal gray market vehicle that was only 200 of them were made in the United States, that were brought into the United States. And it was a special BMW 323i Cabriolet Bauer, B-A-U-R, special designer vehicle. I loved it. It had a roof that popped off and the back rolled down. Anyway, I'm digressing. The point was, something better did become manifest. You too can do that with anything in your life, whether it's a more mindful spiritual practice, whether it's a yoga practice, writing a book, having a baby, manifesting your husband in what or wife in whatever order, none of those in any specific order. And so at the new moon, which we are at right now, and also the beginning of a new month, so why not? Because today, September 1st, 2016, for those of you that are listening live or in this time frame, this is something here that you can utilize the energy of the new moon at every new moon, because the new moon is a new beginning, a new cycle. It's the part of, it's the next round that we have. So at the new moon, we intend and make very clear what our goals are. And then we focus on them, imagine them, daydream about them. And then at the full moon, if we haven't already taken action, we shine the light on it more brightly, more intensely, because the moon is big, it's full, it's shining light. And that energy helps us to see more clearly what else we might need to do in order to bring that manifestation into reality. Well, that's about it. We have only a minute or two left, so I want to just allow you a moment to contemplate. Right now, if you were to think of just one thing, what do I want to manifest at this new moon? What is it? What do you want that you don't have in your life? You want to be able to sleep better every night? Do you want to begin eating more vegetables? It could be anything. And establish at least one new thing for this new moon. And those of you that live here in South Florida, I am offering my monthly new moon crystal singing bowl experience, sound healing with my crystal singing bowls, tonight at the Crystal Garden. So for more information on that, go to thecrystalgarden.com. You can also find out more about me on my website at margaretannlembo.com. All right, thanks so much for listening in, and I hope to hear from all of you here, there, or everywhere. Much love and many blessings to you. Thanks for listening.